Hey, good Saturday morning. Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Jimmy Blacker, Don Stock. Get out quick. The sun's out. You probably don't know what it looks like, but it's out there. Enjoy the day before what they say, isolated rain.
Yeah, but I just come by the park in Colfax, and it's loaded with kids getting ready to play baseball, Don.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Softball, you name it. I mean, that's a good Saturday morning. It's nice to see that. Everybody out and about early.
I come out of my daughter Noelle's house in Indianapolis last night, and I heard a ball on a bat, and I went, somebody's playing baseball somewhere. Where are they at?
You wanted to go watch,
didn't you? I would have gone, yeah.
My son-in-law went to watch the Purdue-Illinois game the other night. He said, that's a great time. He said, we're going to probably do that a few more times. It's only $5 to get in to watch a Big Ten baseball game.
That's a deal.
That is a deal.
That is.
Hey, we better get going here. We got a full boat today. We got six on today. It's going to be our wrap-up show for the year, it looks like, unless we put something together in June, but I think this is going to be it. We're going to start off with Coach Larry Kingery of the Clinton Central Golf Program. It's the first time we've had him on all year, and I think the first golf coach in the county, because, boy, those guys play golf every week, and it doesn't work out with our schedule, Don.
Yeah.
But Chris Gorbett, Rossville girls softball coach, on at 9-12. The Rossville girls are going to be rolling through here, Don. They're really good.
Yeah, you say top five.
I think even higher than that. They're 1A. They've been to the semi-state the last few times. I'm hoping they got the horses this year to get it done and get to that state finals.
And if I'm not mistaken, right, they play regionals, maybe even semi-states, at Frankfort.
Yeah, I think everything will be right here in Clinton County because they host the sectional, if they didn't switch that up.
That's good for them.
After Chris, we'll have Coach Brad Scott, Clinton Central baseball, on. He's always a good listen. He's very articulates very well to us, and excited about the Bulldog program. And he's turned those guys around to the winning ways. And then Matt Scott, Clinton Prairie baseball, will be on at 9:30.
Hey, Brian Craig rolls in here.
Yeah, he's going to be last. Yeah. And we've got Zach Chambers, Clinton Prairie track. He'll be on around, I don't know, 9:50. All these are tentative, you know, as we get this done. But Clinton Prairie has several moving on to the regional and track, and they don't always have that.
Yeah. Well, let's get this party started. Appreciate it. Let's talk about our sponsor before we get Mr. Kingery on. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and the head golf coach from Clinton Central, as we hot dogs like to call him, Mr. Kingery. Welcome, Mr. Kingery.
Well, thanks, Don. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you, man. I'll tell you what, this is like right up your alley, golf and baseball. So talk, or not baseball, basketball. So talk a little bit about what got you to be the coach at Clinton Central.
Well, I coached at Carroll for 3 or 4 years, and I had a bunch of course, I played golf a lot anymore. And there was a bunch of kids out at Clinton Central that spent every day, all day, out at the golf course, and Kim decided to give up coaching, so she asked me, and I decided to take them on for a few years.
Well, how are your boys doing?
They've only been beaten once this year.
Wow.
We won one invitational. We won the conference last weekend out at Deer Track. I had a medalist, Camden Price. He shot 79 last week. Then I had one more all-conference kid in Max Adair. He shot 90. So we had a good showing last week.
So tournament, sectional coming up?
June 3rd.
So you still got another week of playing some golf?
We got the county on the 28th, got a match Monday, then one more after the county, then we go to the sectional.
So how's the rain been for you guys this year?
They play in it.
They played in a lot of it. They wear their boots every night.
They learn what a rain suit ought to be worth right now.
That's pretty funny. What you got for them?
Well, hey, the Bulldogs, I've been watching on Twitter, man, they've just been mopping people up. You got some really good kids out there. And then the other thing I've noticed for the Bulldog program is junior high as well.
Yeah,
you got some really good golfers coming.
I got two freshmen will be with us next year. I lose one senior, Max Adair. He's the only senior. And Alex. Alex is a senior that come out this year. And first year he's ever played golf, so... The main thing with golf, we got to start getting kids started a little bit earlier. We got to start getting them started when they're 7, 8, 19 years old.
Which I kind of remember from last year, speaking with you, you're doing a lot of programs for the younger kids, right? Trying to gain some interest.
We haven't got a date yet, but me and a good friend of mine, Larry Gosworth and Jim Column out at Clinton Prairie, we put on a free clinic out here at Frankfort Commons every year.
Can Don and I come?
Yeah, sure.
I'm like a kid if you just come watch me.
Well, you wouldn't want to get beat by an 8-year-old yet, would you?
Well, it'd be embarrassing, but I'd shake his hand and then walk away from
I've
him.
Seen some of their scores. Even their junior high guys, they'd mop me up.
Well, that program's really helped because I think Jim out at Prairie, I think he had to cut this year. I think he had 14 players out this year.
Wow. That is good.
And a lot of them kids had got started through the program down here.
So what kind of – maybe Clinton Central Golf was down a little bit before you got there, and then what rejuvenated, or why are you guys so good all of a sudden?
Kids wanting to play.
That's it.
These kids live out there.
You got to have a mindset to play golf, right?
There's four or five of them that they play golf every day that they can play, and they'll play to dark. And their parents know where they're at. That's the good thing about it.
That's very true.
So you've talked about Max Adair. He is a competitor. I've watched him in basketball, competitor. So who else do you have on your team, Coach?
I got Camden Price is our number one player. He's the one that won the conference. Then I got Max, and I got three more juniors, Gavin Walters, Evan Cohee, and who's my other junior? I got one more, Nick Eads. Then I got one sophomore, Parker Price. And those seven, other than Camden and Max, are pretty close. I mean, they've been fighting for positions all year.
So talk about how it gets scored. How, like, do you have to take everybody's score, or is it you take the top two or three? Or how do you win a match?
Usually top four. And depending on how many players the other team's got, sometimes we'll play top four out of five. Sometimes we'll play top four out of six. Couple times this year, teams have only had seven players, so we'll take, you know, top four out of seven. The main thing is trying to get the kids to be competitive and go out and play.
So, Coach, during a game, do you coach during the game? Are you allowed to do that? Or do you bring your clubs and you play the other head coach?
Yeah, it used to be that way. Back when I played in high school, the coaches used to go out and play, but now you can communicate with the kids. You just can't help them on the greens. You can coach until they get to the green. As soon as they get to the green, they're on there.
And it's a gentleman's agreement to keep your own score, right?
Gentleman's agreement, keep their own score.
Right. Hey, your home course here in Frankfort, right, for the Bulldogs?
Yeah.
And I believe they've been real supportive for all the county schools, or even especially you in Frankfort, yeah, on yeah. getting it time for these kids.
Yeah. And Frankfort's got a good program this year, too. They've got I think they've only got one senior, but I think most of their top five or six players are all sophomores and juniors.
You know, the thing that amazes me about this is that golf is not a inexpensive game. It's a pretty costly game, and the number of kids that are out playing is that's pretty cool. Now, I guess you want to go way back in the day. They used to have a summer program out at the golf course when it was a country club. Do they still have that going on? I know you say that you and the Frankfort coach and Prairie coach get together and have a thing, but is there some type of a league or a program that the kids can get engaged in?
No, the main thing around here anymore is the Indiana Junior Golf Association. They play probably 12 different courses during the year, probably play twice a week, and the kids can get online. There's a website for that where you can sign up. And I think they go all the way down to 8 and 10 years old. But I know the two boys from Faith Christian, they've been in it for probably 8-9 years, and they're both going to get scholarships to go play golf someplace.
Yeah, they're really good. They're competing all over state, and I want to say they went to the state finals last year, right? Or pretty close to it.
I think the team did.
The team did. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, the local courses, let's give a shout out to them. Rossville plays at Angel Hill.
Yes.
And Clinton Prairie plays at Deer Track. And then you guys and Frankfort play here at the Commons. And they're really supportive of those kids, giving them pretty much free access during the season. And then they work with them throughout the year to get them out there playing, right?
Yeah, it's when Don was talking about expensive, I think the high school kids got to pay an extra $100 to play golf all year round.
Oh,
I'd take that deal.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the the passes that you can buy a pass and go play in other courses, mm-hmm. and with the pass may be $100, but if you play a lot of golf, what a great deal it is, and you can go all over the place to play.
Yeah, my dad just signed me up to play with him at the Purdue Boilermaker Clinton County thing here in June 27th, I think. So that'll be my next time at the Commons.
So Larry, change the subject a little bit. Talk about being a basketball player for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. You knew I was going
to. Yeah, you had to slide that in. Yeah. Had to slide it in.
Yeah, I tell everybody, Larry, that if you played 2 years with us, we would have gone to the state the second year, the year that you got us to the semifinals.
Well, I don't know. There's pretty good teams around here.
Yeah, but man, were you like Mr. Electric? I can. It was fun. It was fun to watch you play. I know you had to play under probably some tough difficulties with coming in and playing at Central and coming in and playing at Frankfort, and maybe a lot of people getting on your fanny about it. But, you know, if you were doing it nowadays, you'd be okay because it's okay to pick a school and go play there. So.
Well, that group of guys I played with, we was the same way. And there were some guys from Central, Rick Fields and his group. We played every day. You know, we'd make one phone call. We'd either be down at Dorner's Park, or we'd open up Frankfort Gym, or we'd go out to Clinton Central Gym. And the same thing with these kids and playing golf. If you want to get better, you got to play.
Yeah, you got to dedicate yourself. And it seems like the school is starting to, I shouldn't say school, it looks like athletes are starting to now say, I'm only playing one sport versus playing three sports that was kind of pushed when everybody else was in school.
Well, we've only got small schools only got so many athletes. So the more sports they can play, the better your athletic program is going to be. Hey, I find out that there's some coaches that are telling kids that, hey, you either play baseball or nothing else, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a shame.
We're going to have to wrap up here, but Coach, real quick, when's the county tourney, did you say?
County is May 28th, first thing in the morning. 8:45, there'll be 24 kids, 6 from each school.
And that's here at the Commons?
That's here at the Commons, and the sectionals are June 3rd.
And where are you playing the sectionals at?
Battle Grand Golf Club.
Wow. Hey, I have a thought on that county tourney. I wanted to do it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But you and Carl broadcast on Hoosier Land TV, and I'll be out at the holes.
That could be fun.
That could be a lot of
fun. That'd be a good time.
We need to do it 1 year.
That would be.
You hear that, Mr. Casper? Let's get it done 1 year.
Get it on little Hoosier Land TV. Got little Smitty walking around with the camera. And
well, we could set you up on hole number 2 because we're going tee time, so you guys would only be there 45 minutes.
The only problem, I have to do this.
Don's not very quiet.
We got to be real quiet because I know I'd be yelling. Man, did he get all of that? All right, Larry. Hey, thanks for stopping in, brother.
Right, thanks, guys.
Yep. Larry Kingery, the head coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. We'll kick out for a minute. We'll have Mr. Coach Gorbett of the Rossville softball team coming up next. Our sponsor is Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farm Inc., and the healthy communities of Clinton County.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Attention all gardeners and landscapers. Are you ready to take your outdoor projects to the next level? Barrett Farms is here to help. From rich black to dark brown mulch, Barrett Farms has the mulch you need to make your landscape pop. Call for an appointment now for convenient pickup or delivery. Barrett Farms is also your go-to source for drainage solutions, including top-of-the-line tile and fittings and durable straw blankets. Call Barrett Farms today, 765-654-8347.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for joining us, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, Inside the Huddle. Nice job with Larry Kingery. It's good to have him back. And let's move our thoughts towards softball as Coach Gilbert from the Rossville Lady Hornets. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Coach Gorbett. You say Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
Gorbett.
Did I say Gilbert? I thought I just said Coach.
No.
Gorbett.
No.
That's all right.
Man, I apologize,
That's all right. Hey, Coach, the Hornets are rolling right now. I haven't looked up to see where you're at ranked in the state, but I just follow you guys along on Twitter, and you just keep racking up a lot of wins.
We're playing with confidence, and that's what we want to go. That's where we want to be going into the state tournament. So hopefully everything keeps rolling the way it's growing.
I think this last week you guys ended up being champions of the Hoosier Heartland Tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we were fortunate enough to get it this year, and have that going into the state tournament is, like I said, a huge confidence booster for us also. And playing as many games as we have played in the last 2 weeks to finish strong during the regular season is very successful for them.
Coach, is the Hoosier Heartland Conference a drawn tournament, or is it, or are you placed?
You are seeded by, during the regular season, what you finish in conference is how they seed you in that tournament.
And was this tournament at Delphi this year? Or?
Yeah. We've had the last 2 years, because this is the second year for it, it's the Abbey Libby and then the championship games in Delphi at the high school.
So has your season wrapped up, or do you still have some extra games because of the rain for this week before you get into the tournament?
No, we are done. We played our last game the night of the conference tournament, and we played two games Wednesday night, got back. I pulled in my driveway at 11:38, so we practiced Thursday or Friday, and I gave them the weekend off heading into sectional Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Man, all that money you make sure rules out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. All of us, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, out going into the sectional here, where's it at, and who you have?
So we play at Rossville. Sectional's held at Rossville. We drew Tri-County our first game Monday night, and then it'll be Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night.
And then you successful winning that sectional, is the regional next Saturday at Frankfort? Is that?
The regional will be the following Tuesday.
Okay.
Of the winner of the Rivington Park sectional.
And that's
And then semi-state. Yep. And then and that will be at whoever wins the Rivington Park sectional.
The semi-state will be?
The semi-state is at Frankfort.
Okay.
So regional is the winner of the Rivington Park sectional, and then it moves to semi-state is in Frankfort.
Don and I were thinking you guys could stay all the way through Clinton County, but you got to leave the county once this year.
We do have to leave the county.
Okay.
So last 2 years, we were lucky when they redid the sectional numbers. We got lucky again to host.
Well, you never know with the ICAA. You might have to drive to Evansville sometimes, because they love to make a wild path when they plot this out.
Yeah, Riverton's a good drive for us, too. So.
Yeah, it is. From Rossville, it definitely is.
Yes, it is.
Well, Coach, you're saying you have the potential of playing three straight nights. In baseball, that would almost be three straight pitchers. How's it line up for softball?
Softball, I mean, we don't have the pitch number that we have to follow. So if you don't have multiple pitchers, you can pitch that same pitcher through the whole entire state tournament if you choose to. We have three pitchers, so they'll each have an opportunity to hopefully pitch going through the state tournament. So we've been fortunate enough to have three this year.
Well, let's talk about your girls. Talk about how who's your hitter, who's your pitchers, who's the leaders on your softball team.
I've always said this on every interview I ever do, because it takes 13 girls on a roster to make us successful. The 13 girls, no matter if you're on the field or in the dugout, are supporting, encouraging, and giving motivation to everybody else. Those are 13 girls on the roster. We have three managers that do the same thing. Our managers are pretty active in making sure that they're paying attention to what's going on. Also, if you're in the dugout, you got to speak. And so it takes everybody to do it. So we have, pitching-wise, obviously we were led by Avery Layton. And then Allie Elliott has been very wonderful for us this year, being able to fill the gaps and do a wonderful job in the circle. Avery does a wonderful job in the circle. She has since her freshman year for us. Finley Gibson, we finally got her throwing again after an injury that she's had. So she's threw some innings for us here and there. Batting-wise, it's pretty much across the board right now. They're hitting very well. We can't be more proud of what they're doing in that box for them. Having confidence stepping in that inside of that rectangle is what we encourage, and we pump them up to hopefully have that. You can ask them. I always tell them, you have a $400 bat and probably a $5 ball. So the bat will do its job if you let that bat do its job. And they've been very going in with more confidence here, and that's what we want. So Avery Layton leads us off. I think she's batting around 450, and then Addie Gorbett is right behind her. They go back and forth, and then Maggie McDonald, and it just filters in from there. I mean, they're all right there at that angle, at that percentage of being able to get on base, produce the runs, and the RBIs to make us successful.
Coach, I'm sure that the season started, you and the other coaches were saying, man, we've got this hole to fill. How are we going to get this taken care of? Who has helped you as a surprise coming in and has fulfilled those obligations to take care of maybe a need that you thought you were going to be challenged with?
You know, last year we lost six seniors, and we pretty much lost the whole entire right side of our field. And Elliott's come in and filled first. Got Autumn Pascal come in and do second. We moved Courtney Huffman from left field over to center field. And then Raina St. Meyer stepped in and did a wonderful job in the outfield with some amazing catches. And she has stepped in and did a great job in filling that role in right field and being able to come in and hit also.
So last week we had the president of the Rossville Youth League. And one of the things we talked about was the little guys, the little guys, T-ball.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, then when the coaches get down there, they start scouting early because you know you got to get the best players. So how are you performing as far as the summer program and keeping the softball league active?
We actually have three former players that are actually coaching a summer rec team this year. Hmm. Three of them that graduated last year are actually coaching a 12U softball group. So that tells you that they do. You know, that ability to go down and hopefully teach them and make them successful. And that's what we want, you know, them to graduate and go on and then show them, you know, what is at that next level. And when it comes to high school sports, we are fortunate that three of them wanted to do it and three of them are doing it. So that's what's nice is, you know, you have three former players that wanted to go coach and three former players that wanted to go teach that sport. It means something to us. So.
Don and I talk about it every week. Rossville's got it figured out at baseball and softball.
It's a pretty simple process, and you say that because, you know, all those little girls look up at those former players, and that's who they want to be. And if you don't think that's true, you're missing the whole boat, and that's why sports is such an important factor in a community, and why they say, hey, if your school system's good, your community's good, is because it does just what you say, Coach. It takes players who are playing, and they go down to help those who are trying to get started.
Right. You know, my big thing here is I've always said this from day one. It takes the players on the field. It takes the community to support. It takes the school administration to support everything that's occurring, and it takes the coaching staff to all bond together to make all four things rotate. Get that wheel spinning and keep that wheel spinning. And we've been very fortunate since I've coached at Rossville that we've been able to do that. And I thank everybody for that.
Well, this is my biggest question, and it's the hardest one for you, Coach. That is, in girls' sports, especially in softball, the chants get going, and they go the whole game. So for me, as a community member watching it going, man, I don't know if I could handle it in there, day after day, listen to all the chants, but it gets to be a normal process, isn't it?
You just kind of, some of them you just kind of like, you hear it, but you don't hear it. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
You want the dugout loud, you know, to support your players that are up or players that are on base. But as a coaching staff, you kind of block it out. And that probably comes a lot from officiating in the past. So,
rabbit ears. I don't want to be rabbit ears.
I envision.
You hear things, but you don't hear things.
I envision Assistant Chief Kevin, or not Assistant Chief, but Assistant Coach Kevin Mullen standing there chanting with him. That's what I see. Oh, and I haven't even been there.
He does sometimes, probably.
Yeah, that's where we go. Yeah. Yep.
I bet that's
or
true.
Or he leads it.
There you go.
And then Coach said they probably, you know, they bond in there and try to, they need to do inside there, so.
The Woolen Twins / Hanson Brothers out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's a good coaching staff, right, Coach? You've got good guys helping you out.
Yep, it takes all four of us. You know, at some point in time, you have to have a coaching staff that bonds in order to make everything work, like I said. And we've been fortunate enough that I've had the same coaching staff since I started. And pretty much I've lost one through the years, but, you know, that individual is still there. It's still present at some of our games to watch, and it just goes to show you that you do have that connection still with your coaching staff if they ever leave. So, and that's nice.
What time do you play on Tuesday, Coach? Is that what you say? Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, was it? Or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
So, Clinton Central plays first, and then we'll play the second game after then against Trey County.
Have you played everybody in your sectional through the year?
No, we have not. Our Tri County game was rained out, and then obviously we don't ever play South Newton or Faith.
What is your record right now, Coach? And have you got them all in, or how many are short? I know everybody.
I believe it is 21-3.
Wow.
I think off the top of my head. We had four rainouts this year, so we were fortunate to play the majority of our games. We've had a lot of time inside this year, obviously, because of the rain. And so a lot of field time has been on practice field hasn't happened because it's either raining and you've been inside for a gym, or you've been at practice, or you've had a game. So we've had a lot of gym time this year, unfortunately. Or unfortunately, depends how you look at it.
Well, your team has got to be rated 21-3. Does that play a factor in your preparations and making sure everybody's still on the ground?
So I tell everybody this. All that rating does is put a bigger bullseye on you. they make them happier to beat you. So I don't really pay attention to that. And so rating doesn't mean anything to us. What ends at the end of the season is what matters.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you calling in today. We wish you a ton of luck. Get out of the sectional. Head to the regional, and hopefully we'll see you in Frankfort in the semifinal round.
Well, that's what our goal is, and we use the, you know, once we go to the state tournament time, we start going with an out, so you have 147 outs from now to the end of the state tournament.
Got to figure it out.
That we need to produce. So, you know, some people go games, you know, we'll use the games, we'll use the outs, and outs goes a little bit faster. So nice. I appreciate it.
Nice. Thanks for being on, Coach. Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you.
We're all behind you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We were talking with Coach Gorbett of the Rossville Lady Hornets. Stay tuned as Brad Scott from Clinton Central coming in next. Talk a little about Bulldog Baseball. Our sponsor is Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.